Mayor Bled, welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
You know, Neil, thank you very much. I'm doing great. Julie, I hope you're doing all right, too.
Yeah.
It's great to hear from you, Mayor Bled.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Mayor, we know Election Day is now less than 2 weeks away, and we wanted to cover some of the contested races that we can in our listening area. And Pocatello, of course, is one of those. There's this big mayoral race. Of course, you're the incumbent. Are you seeking your is this your third term that you're seeking, Mayor?
This is my fourth term.
Fourth
I'm
term.
Seeking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And you face a challenge from primarily, I know there, I think, are five candidates in this race, but primarily your challengers are Chris Stevens, who sits on the city council currently, and also David Worley, who is running for mayor as well. And I think you're kind of being challenged ideologically from the left on one hand and from the right on the other. So maybe talk about just this race in particular as an incumbent facing these challenges.
You know, that's a great question. You know, it is interesting to have challenging on both ends in an area that you're a conservative and you've got that conservative challenge as well. So you've got, obviously, the Republican Party seems to be broken up into two different places or two different areas, far right and then kind of the more of the moderate Republican. And then you've got the far left with Chris that is creating havoc and It what's interesting about Chris is he's trying to be a Republican right now and talk more of a conservative values and things, which is always difficult for a liberal to do. And so that's one thing that's interesting in this race. And then, you know, it is what it is. You've got a number of people that think they can do things better than what you've done. And I'm happy to stand on my record and see what happens.
Mayor, let's start on some of that. We actually have been talking about the fact you're going to be on today. One of our listeners sent in a question saying it would be nice to hear the mayor explain the mask requirement for Pocatello City Hall. Of course, Pocatello going through the pandemic for a good stretch of time, number of months last year, there was a mask requirement for basically anybody in the public, especially indoors. And as I watch this, I'll be honest with you, Mayor, and this isn't criticism of you because I think every mayor was just trying to figure out their own way through this pandemic, but we didn't really see a dramatic decline in the spread of COVID during the mask mandate. Maybe address that specifically and the larger issue of mask requirements.
So, you know, thanks for that. That's a good question. The mask mandate and the mask, I see it a little bit different. In Pocatello, a year ago, we had a mask requirement, a mask mandate for people indoors, and Idaho Falls didn't. Idaho Falls numbers blew up. Pocatello's numbers stayed very similar to just basic, and they were fairly low, all things considered. Today, we don't have a mask mandate, and we haven't had a mask mandate, which I agree with, by the way, at this point, where there's no reason for us to. People are just tired of COVID. But today we have more than double the cases, and they're more severe cases today than we had a year ago. And so I don't know if masks worked or not. I would say that they worked, and I would say that it's a safe thing to do. And so the mask requirement, I think it's like you just said, mayors and government officials throughout the country, I don't think anybody did it right. I don't think anybody did it wrong. It was just, it's something that nobody has ever anticipated and nobody could have really wrapped their arms around and done everything exactly the way it was supposed to. The mask mandate at City Hall right now is basically so that I can do all I can to protect the citizens coming into the City Hall, and I can also protect the employees in City Hall that are working. Now, if you can keep that 6 foot distance, then I'm not too worried about it. And you don't see anybody running around saying, "Hey, you have to have a mask, or you're not. I'm not going to talk to you." That doesn't happen at all. But we excuse me, but we definitely feel like it's an important thing for us to have in City Hall, is that a mask mandate, so that people know that it's still important. And I personally think that it works. I think that they do work. I think that evidence shows that that's the case. That being said, I might be wrong, but I would rather err on the side of caution than err on the side of the other side. So
yeah,
that's where that mandate comes from, and that's why that mandate's there for. It's not a mandate; it's a policy. The policy in City Hall and city facilities is to wear a mask. And a lot of companies, a lot of large corporations, you still see that sign out that says, wear a mask when you're in our stores. You look at Idaho State University, there's a mask mandate there that they have to wear a mask there as well. So,
yeah,
you know, it's I don't think it's that big of a deal to protect people. And if somebody feels more comfortable coming into City Hall and doing business because we have a mask requirement, then good, it's working.
All right. Not to really press this issue, so you can answer this quickly, but I think the next natural step for a lot of people would be if you feel that masks are appropriate, are you also on board for employees of the city to get have a vaccine mandate and be required to have that to work for the city?
You know, that's a good question. And right now, we just found out, received notice that because we have received federal monies, grants and things that the city employees, all city employees, will fall under the federal mandate of vaccination. That is something that we will fight and will continue to fight. I do not agree with a mandate for vaccination. Although I will say I expect people to do it, to get the vaccination. And so right now what I'm considering right now is not a mandate, but my consideration is, okay, how do I incentivize people to get the vaccination? And if they're willing to get that voluntarily, that's the best way to do it, quite frankly. I would rather have people voluntarily wear a mask and I wouldn't have to have a policy. Same thing with this vaccination. I think when you start doing a vaccination, I think the numbers are there. I think it shows that it's an important piece. And I think that if we really want to get rid of the coronavirus or at least contain it, we get vaccinated. We do that with everything else. Our kids go to school with all the vaccinations they have to. This is just another vaccination. But I think that it's a personal thing that people have to visit with their doctors, with their physicians, and they need to do what they feel is right for them. But I would not be in favor of a vaccination requirement.
Mayor, do you know what percentage of city workers are vaccinated?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know what percentage is, and it's not something that has been raised on my radar just simply because there again, I think that people are going to do what people are going to do, and it's an important piece, but I'm not going to ask people, and I shouldn't be asking people, are you vaccinated or not?
Yeah. We're talking with Mayor Brian Blad. Mayor, let's talk about some other issues here. I was actually, I have a lot of family. They live in Pocatello, and I was talking with some of them, and one of the things that they, I'll say, complained about was the high taxes that are in Pocatello. They have a very nice home, I would say an upper middle class home. They pay over $7,000 a year in taxes. And I know that's not all city. There's some county, state, you know, there's other taxing districts than just the city. But it's primarily the city. And they were talking about how it's $600 a month in just taxes alone. What is the effort to, if there is any, to bring that level of taxation down in Pocatello?
You know, we're always looking and trying to bring, or at least not charge, more taxes than what we need to have. So the real question that we always come up with and we always are asking people, what services are we willing to do without? And we evaluate a number of things, and we evaluate them on an annual basis to see if it's important for the community or not. And believe it or not, we receive a lot of emails from people about the services that we think about maybe reducing. For example, PRT. We could reduce a route or two, but when we do that, it affects people greatly, that the people that use that service. And a lot of people that don't use that service jump in and say, look, we can't do that. And so we evaluate it on an annual basis. And as you mentioned, the city of Pocatello taxes, people say they're the highest taxed in the state. It's simply not true. According to the department or the state of Idaho Tax Commission, we're right in about the middle of the pack when it comes to the taxes in Pocatello. And so it's something that we look at, we watch, we do everything we can, we reduce if we can. And I think there's an opportunity for us. We have, in the past, we didn't have a budget that was sustainable, in my opinion, and we do now. We have one, but we've had to get to that point so that we could be sustainable, and we've got a sustainable budget now. In fact, we've got a reserve policy. That reserve policy is good. We have excess reserves, and this last year I had three council members, and my opponent was one of them that refused to talk about the budget and refused to talk about what we could do to maybe decrease taxes of some sort. In doing so, we have an excess reserve. And we could have actually taken some of that money and spent it on one-time needs that we asked for an increase in taxes, but we didn't get that opportunity because people just refused to have that discussion. And
all right.
So we're on an annual basis. We look at it and we see what we can do. And we've done a pretty good job. Now, just use our street department, for example. For the last 12 years, their budget has not changed at all. Their budget has been the same across the board for 12 years when it comes to repair and maintenance and things like that. But 12 years ago, we were replacing or fixing or maintaining about 2 to 4 miles of road a day, a year. And today, or this last year, we did 40. And so we're looking at ways to be more innovative in what we're doing.
Yeah.
Cost of materials are going up, but we've held that line pretty tight. And so we do look at that budget, and it's a tough one to wrap your arms around.
Yeah.
But we look at it, and there's some things that we have that others don't, and some things we don't have that others have. And so it's a unique budget in itself for any city that is out there.
Okay.
All right, Mayor Blad, let's extend this question a little bit. You talked about how in the past, you didn't have a sustainable budget. Pocatello also has a history of not bringing in businesses. The growth in Pocatello has been slow in its history. What are you looking for Pocatello to do to kind of expand, grow, get bigger, and then that tax base that you're asking from its residents will kind of be useful in their eyes?
See, that's a good question, one I hear often, and I'm not exactly sure where that comes from. Historically, that is true. But let me just go through some numbers very quickly. In 2010, our unemployment rate was 10.8%. Businesses were leaving. People were moving out for work. We lost population. We lost 3,000 to 4,000 people out of Pocatello, and nothing was happening there. Today, after a global pandemic, our unemployment rate is 2.7%. According to the Department of Labor, our number of employed are about 30,000 people are employed. In 2010, we had about 20,000 employed. In 2010, our minimum or our average hourly wage was right around $11 an hour. And according to the Department of uh, of labor. Our average hourly wage today is $19.78 an hour. And so businesses like Allstate have come to our community, like Great Western Malting has doubled in size. The FBI has made four different expansions, and Western States Caterpillar has moved their location, decided to annex into Pocatello and add 40 jobs. Amy's Kitchen is another one that came in and are hiring 1,000 people. I mean, we've got mom and pop shops, the small businesses that are growing like crazy, and it's booming. And so when somebody says nothing's happening in Pocatello, I don't know where that's coming from. We have the Northgate interchange that was built so that we could increase growth and so that we could increase businesses coming into our community. The South Valley Road was done. I mean, I could go on and on this stuff. And so I'm not real sure where that comes from. But I do recognize historically, Pocatello, that's why I ran 12 years ago. Pocatello was not growing. But being business friendly today, it's difficult to figure out where that question comes from. We're missing something, I'm more than happy to take care of that and have that discussion, but I'm just not sure where that is.
Mayor, we're really short on time, but we did want to get in a question. It's been very, very public and well-documented in the media, the contention that exists on the Pocatello City Council. It appears to be kind of a 3-3 council. There are three members that have gone on a little tour. They went through the city parks. They held these small town hall-like sessions. They've been very critical of you and the budgeting process. You've lost people who are tired of it. They've gone on to other places. What do you plan to do as a mayor to try and move forward in that kind of a hostile environment?
Well, what I plan to do, and you're right, and it's embarrassing that we have three council members that refuse to do anything or help or work with any of the other council or the mayor that continue to criticize employees and continue to take advantage of city's resources, but not pay for those resources and do that. And so it's difficult at best for us to as we look at it. But my intent is, after I win this election again, I will sit down with them and I will try to work with them again and see if we can't get on the same page. And if we can't, then we'll just continue on for another 2 years, and I'll work to get a different council in there. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, because I think we've got some pretty good people that are on the council. I think we just need to start seeing eye to eye a little bit more, and then we'll go from there. But it's unfortunate, and it's embarrassing for our community and for our employees, and it's difficult to be an employee right now at the city of Pocatello because of those actions. And so,
all right,
I'll continue to do everything to make that better for them.
All right, Mayor Brian Blatt joining us this morning. Mayor, do you have a website or a place people can go to find out more about your platform?
You know what? I do. My Facebook page is Mayor Blatt at Facebook, and we've got a website, MayorBlatt.com. I think you can go to and do some stuff. We don't do a whole lot on the website, but if they want to start looking, they can definitely find it. Thank you very much.
Mayor Brian Blatt, thank you for joining us today on The Neil Larson Show. We'll be back.